Welcome to the Nutritionally.com podcast. I'm Alex, here to help you take charge of your health and well-being. Let's dive into today's episode and get proactive about feeling your best. Hey there, health enthusiasts. It's Alex, your friendly neighborhood wellness coach, and I'm thrilled to kick off today's episode with a topic that's close to my heart and my stomach. We're diving into the fascinating world of digestive health. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, talking about digestion isn't exactly appetizing. But trust me, once you understand how crucial it is to your overall well-being, you'll be as excited about it as I am. Picture this. Your digestive system is like a bustling city with millions of tiny workers. That's your gut bacteria, keeping everything running smoothly. When this city is in harmony, you feel great, energized, focused, and ready to take on the world. But when things go awry, well, let's just say it can lead to some not-so-pleasant experiences. Here's the kicker. Our modern lifestyles often throw a wrench in this delicate system. From stress to processed foods, we're constantly challenging our digestive health. But fear not, that's exactly why we're here today. We're going to explore some simple, practical ways to keep your gut happy and healthy. You know, I remember when I first started paying attention to my digestive health. It was like a light bulb moment. Suddenly, so many little health issues I'd been dealing with started to make sense. And the best part? Once I made some changes, I felt like a whole new person. So, whether you're dealing with occasional tummy troubles, or just want to give your gut some extra love, you're in the right place. We'll be covering everything from what to eat and what to avoid to lifestyle habits that can make a big difference. And don't worry, I promise to keep things light and digestible. See what I did there? Are you ready to embark on this journey to a happier, healthier gut? Great, let's get started on unlocking the secrets to optimal digestive health. Trust me, your body will thank you for it. All right, let's dig into the meat of the matter, or should I say, the veggies of the matter, because when it comes to a gut-friendly diet, plants are your best friends. First up, let's talk fiber. It's like the superhero of the digestive world. Imagine your gut as a bustling highway. Fiber is the traffic cop, keeping everything moving smoothly and preventing those dreaded digestive traffic jams. I'm talking about foods like apples, broccoli, lentils, and whole grains. These fiber-rich foods aren't just filling. They're fuel for those beneficial gut bacteria we mentioned earlier. Now, speaking of those tiny gut helpers, let's chat about probiotics. These are the good guys, the beneficial bacteria that keep your gut ecosystem thriving. You can find them in foods like yogurt, kefir, and my personal favorite, kombucha. I remember the first time I tried kombucha. It was like a party in my mouth and my gut. But wait, there's more. Enter fermented foods. Things like kimchi, sauerkraut, and pickled ginger aren't just delicious. They're like a VIP pass for good bacteria to enter your gut. These foods are packed with probiotics and other beneficial compounds that support digestive health. Here's a little trick I use. I try to include at least one fermented food in my meals each day. It could be as simple as adding a spoonful of sauerkraut to your sandwich or enjoying a small bowl of kimchi as a side dish. Trust me, your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Alex, this all sounds great, but how do I actually incorporate this into my busy life? Well, I've got you covered. Start small. Maybe swap out your regular bread for a whole grain version, or add a handful of berries to your morning cereal. Little changes can make a big difference over time. And here's a fun fact. Diversity is key when it comes to gut health. The more varied your diet, the happier your gut bacteria. So next time you're at the grocery store, why not pick up a vegetable you've never tried before? It's like a little adventure for your palate and your gut. Remember, creating a balanced, gut-friendly diet isn't about perfection. It's about progress. So, are you ready to give your gut some love? Let's make our next meal a celebration of digestive health. Now, let's dive into something we often overlook when it comes to digestive health, hydration. That's right, folks. We're talking about good old H2O, It might not be as exciting as exotic fermented foods, but trust me, it's just as crucial for keeping your gut happy. Think of water as the ultimate multitasker in your digestive system. It's like that efficient coworker who somehow manages to do everything. Water helps break down the food you eat, making it easier for your body to absorb all those wonderful nutrients. It's also the key player in keeping things, well, moving along smoothly, if you catch my drift. I'll let you in on a little secret. I used to be terrible at staying hydrated. I'd get caught up in my day and suddenly realize I hadn't had a sip of water in hours. Sound familiar? But here's the thing. When I finally made hydration a priority, I noticed a big difference in how I felt, especially in terms of my digestion. Now I know what you're thinking. Alex, how much water should I actually be drinking? Well, the old 8 glasses a day rule is a good starting point, but everyone's needs are different. A good rule of thumb is to check the color of your urine. If it's pale yellow, you're doing great. If it's darker, it might be time to grab a glass of water. Here's a fun little challenge for you. Try starting your day with a big glass of water. It's like giving your digestive system a gentle wake-up call. I like to add a squeeze of lemon for a little extra zing and some added benefits. And hey, water doesn't have to be boring. If you're not a fan of plain water, try infusing it with some fresh fruits or herbs. My personal favorite is cucumber and mint. It's like a spa day for your taste buds and your gut. Remember, staying hydrated isn't just about drinking water. Many fruits and vegetables have high water content too. Watermelon, cucumbers, and tomatoes are great options. It's like getting a 2-for-1 deal. Hydration and fiber, all in one delicious package. So, next time you're feeling a bit sluggish or your digestion seems off, ask yourself, have I had enough water today? Your gut will thank you for remembering its favorite drink. Cheers to staying hydrated and keeping our digestive systems flowing smoothly. Now, let's shift gears and talk about something that's often overlooked in our fast-paced world, mindful eating. This isn't just some trendy buzzword, it's a game changer for your digestive health. Picture this. You're scarfing down lunch at your desk, eyes glued to your computer screen, barely tasting your food. Sound familiar? I used to be the king of distracted eating until I realized how much it was affecting my digestion. Here's the deal. Your digestive system loves attention. When you eat mindfully, you're essentially giving your gut a VIP treatment. So what does mindful eating look like? Well, it starts with slowing down. I know, easier said than done, right? But trust me, it's worth it. First up, let's talk about chewing. It might sound silly, but proper chewing is like a secret superpower for your digestion. When you chew thoroughly, you're not only breaking down food into smaller pieces, but you're also signaling your body to start the digestive process. It's like giving your stomach a heads up that food is on the way. I'll let you in on a little trick I use. I try to chew each bite at least 20 times. It felt strange at first, but now it's second nature. And the best part, I actually taste and enjoy my food more. Next, let's talk about eating slowly. This isn't just about savoring your meal, although that's a great benefit. When you eat slowly, you're giving your body time to recognize when it's full. It's like having a conversation with your stomach instead of bombarding it with food. Here's a fun challenge. Try putting down your fork between bites. It's a simple way to slow down and be more present with your meal. Plus, it gives you a chance to engage in conversation if you're eating with others. Win-win. Now, I get it. In our busy lives, it's not always possible to have a leisurely, mindful meal. But even small changes can make a big difference. Maybe it's taking 5 deep breaths before you start eating, or simply turning off your phone during meals. I remember when I first started practicing mindful eating. It felt a bit awkward at first, like I was overanalyzing every bite. But after a while, it became second nature. And the benefits? Less bloating, better digestion, and I even found myself naturally eating smaller portions. So next time you sit down for a meal, try to engage all your senses. Notice the colors on your plate, the aroma of your food, the different textures as you chew. It's not just about nourishing your body, it's about creating a positive relationship with food and your digestive system. Remember, mindful eating isn't about perfection. It's about being present and listening to your body. Your gut will thank you for the attention, and who knows, you might just rediscover the joy of eating in the process. All right, health enthusiasts, let's get moving. We're about to dive into a topic that's close to my heart and my gut, regular physical activity. Now, before you groan and think I'm going to tell you to run a marathon, hear me out. When it comes to digestive health, even small amounts of movement can make a big difference. Think of your body as a complex machine. Movement is like oil for this machine, keeping everything running smoothly, including your digestive system. When you exercise, you're essentially giving your gut a gentle massage, helping to move things along and reduce issues like constipation. I remember when I first started paying attention to how exercise affected my digestion. It was like a light bulb moment. Those post-workout bathroom trips, that's your body thanking you for the movement. Now, I'm not talking about intense, sweat-dripping workouts, unless that's your thing, of course. Even a brisk 15-minute walk after meals can do wonders for your digestion. It's like taking your gut for a little stroll. How cute is that? Here's a fun fact. Low-intensity activities like walking, yoga, or even gentle stretching can be fantastic for your digestive health. I've got a little routine I do after dinner. A short walk around the block or some light yoga poses. It's become my favorite part of the day, a chance to unwind and give my gut some TLC. But hey, if you're more of a gym enthusiast, that's great too. Regular cardio and strength training can improve overall gut health by reducing inflammation and promoting a healthy gut microbiome. It's like throwing a party for your good gut bacteria. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Alex, I barely have time to eat, let alone exercise. I get it, trust me. But here's the thing. You don't need to carve out huge chunks of time. Even small bursts of activity throughout the day can make a difference. Maybe it's taking the stairs instead of the elevator, or doing a few stretches while waiting for your coffee to brew. I'll let you in on a little secret. I keep a yoga mat next to my desk. When I need a break, I'll do a quick downward dog or a few gentle twists. It's amazing how just a minute or two of movement can wake up your body and your digestion. Remember, the goal isn't to become a fitness guru overnight. It's about finding ways to incorporate more movement into your daily life. Your gut will thank you, and you might just find yourself with more energy and a sunnier outlook to boot. So what do you say? Ready to get moving for your gut health? Whether it's a post-meal walk, a quick yoga session, or dancing in your living room, my personal favorite, every bit of movement counts. Let's make our bodies and our guts happy with some good old-fashioned physical activity. All right, folks, let's take a deep breath and dive into a topic that's crucial for our gut health, but often overlooked, stress management. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, what does stress have to do with my digestion? Well, buckle up because the connection might surprise you. You see, our gut and our brain are like best friends who are constantly chatting. This connection is so strong that scientists call it the gut-brain axis. When we're stressed, it's like our brain is sending panic text messages to our gut. And trust me, our gut definitely reads those texts. I remember a time when I was going through a particularly stressful period at work. My stomach was in knots, my digestion was all over the place, and I couldn't figure out why. It wasn't until I started managing my stress that things started to improve. It was like a light bulb moment. My gut was literally feeling my stress. So, how do we keep our gut happy when life gets hectic? Well, I've got a few tricks up my sleeve that have worked wonders for me. First up, meditation. Now, before you roll your eyes, hear me out. I'm not talking about sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop for hours. Even just 5 minutes of deep breathing can make a difference. I like to use a simple technique called box breathing. Inhale for 4 counts, hold for 4, exhale for 4, hold for 4. Rinse and repeat. It's like a mini vacation for your mind and your gut. Another stress buster I swear by is nature. There's something magical about spending time outdoors that just melts stress away. Whether it's a walk in the park, gardening, or even just sitting on a bench and watching the clouds, nature has a way of pressing the reset button on our stress levels. And guess what? Your gut loves it too. Now, let's talk about a fun one, laughter. They say laughter is the best medicine, and when it comes to gut health, that's no joke. Watching a funny movie, sharing a laugh with friends, or even just scrolling through some silly memes can help reduce stress and improve digestion. It's like giving your gut a comedy show. Here's a little challenge for you. Try incorporating one stress-reducing activity into your daily routine this week. Maybe it's a quick meditation session, a walk in nature, or watching your favorite comedy. Pay attention to how your gut feels afterward. You might be surprised at the difference it makes. Remember, stress management isn't about eliminating stress completely. That's just not realistic in our busy lives. It's about finding ways to cope with stress that work for you. Your gut will thank you for it, and you might just find yourself feeling more balanced and zen in the process. So, next time you're feeling stressed, take a moment to check in with your gut. Give it some love with a few deep breaths, a walk outside, or a good laugh. Your digestive system will be doing a happy dance, and you'll be one step closer to optimal gut health. All right, let's get real for a moment and talk about some habits that might be giving your gut a hard time. Now, I'm not here to lecture anyone. We're all on our own health journeys. But knowledge is power, right? So let's dive into a couple of biggies when it comes to habits that can wreak havoc on our digestive health. First up, let's chat about smoking. I know, you've probably heard this a million times, but hear me out. Smoking isn't just bad for your lungs. It's like throwing a wrench into your entire digestive system. It can increase your risk of acid reflux, stomach ulcers, and even more serious conditions like gastrointestinal cancers. I had a friend who quit smoking, and she was amazed at how much better her digestion felt. It was like her gut threw a little celebration party. Now onto another topic that might ruffle some feathers, alcohol. Don't worry, I'm not suggesting we all become teetotalers, but excessive drinking can be tough on your digestive system. It can lead to things like heartburn, acid reflux, and even damage to the lining of your stomach and intestines. Think of your gut like a delicate ecosystem. Too much alcohol is like dumping pollution into that ecosystem. I remember when I first started paying attention to how alcohol affected my digestion. I noticed that after a night of heavy drinking, my stomach would be upset for days. It was like my gut was saying, "Hey, what's the big idea?" Once I cut back and started drinking more mindfully, it was like my digestive system breathed a sigh of relief. Here's the thing. I'm not saying you need to cut these habits out completely, unless that's what you want to do, in which case, more power to you. It's about being aware and making informed choices. Maybe it's having one less drink when you go out, or switching to mocktails every other round. Or if you're a smoker, consider cutting back or exploring alternatives like nicotine patches. I'll let you in on a little secret. When I'm out with friends and want to avoid drinking too much, I'll order a sparkling water with lime. It looks like a cocktail. So there's no pressure, and my gut thanks me the next day. Remember, it's not about perfection. It's about progress. Every small change you make is a step towards better gut health. And the best part, your body is incredibly resilient. Even if you've had these habits for years, your gut can start to heal once you make some changes. So I challenge you to take a look at your habits this week. Is there one small change you could make that might be kinder to your gut? Maybe it's having one less cigarette a day, or swapping out one alcoholic drink for a gut-friendly kombucha. Your digestive system will thank you, and you might just find yourself feeling better overall. Here's to making choices that make our guts and the rest of us happy and healthy. Now, let's talk about something that might not be the most exciting topic, but trust me, it's crucial for your gut health. Regular health checkups. I know, going to the doctor isn't exactly anyone's list of favorite activities, but hear me out on this one. Think of your body like a car. You wouldn't wait until your engine falls out to take it to the mechanic, right? The same goes for your digestive system. Regular checkups are like tune-ups for your gut, helping to catch potential issues before they become big problems. I'll share a personal story here. A few years back, I was feeling pretty good and thought I could skip my annual checkup. Big mistake. When I finally did go, my doctor found some early signs of a digestive issue that could have become serious if left unchecked. It was a wake-up call for me, and now I never miss an appointment. Here's the thing about digestive health. Sometimes problems can be brewing without us even realizing it. That's why screenings are so important. Things like colorectal cancer screenings might not sound like a fun way to spend an afternoon, but they can literally be lifesavers. Now, I get it. The idea of discussing your bathroom habits with a doctor might make you want to crawl under a rock. But let me tell you, doctors have heard it all. They're not there to judge. They're there to help. And the more open and honest you are, the better they can assist you. Here's a little tip I've learned. Before your checkup, keep a food and symptom diary for a week or two. Note down what you eat and any digestive issues you experience. It's like giving your doctor a roadmap to your gut health. Plus, you might notice patterns you hadn't realized before. And hey, don't forget about dental checkups. Your mouth is the gateway to your digestive system, after all. Good oral health can actually contribute to better gut health. Who knew, right? I know some of you might be thinking, but Alex, I feel fine. Do I really need to go to the doctor? And my answer is a resounding yes. Many digestive issues can be silent in the early stages. Catching them early can make a world of difference. So here's my challenge to you. If you haven't had a checkup in a while, make an appointment this week. Think of it as a gift to your future self. Your gut will thank you, and you'll have the peace of mind knowing you're taking proactive steps for your health. Remember, your health is your most valuable asset. Regular checkups are an investment in that asset. So let's show our gut some love and make those appointments. After all, a happy gut makes for a happy you. Well, health enthusiasts, we've been on quite the journey through the fascinating world of digestive health. As we wrap up, let's take a moment to digest, pun totally intended, all the information we've covered. From the foods we eat to the habits we keep, we've seen how every choice we make can impact our gut health. Remember, it's not about perfection, but progress. Small, consistent changes can lead to big improvements in how we feel. Let's quickly recap our key takeaways. 1. Embrace a balanced, gut-friendly diet. Load up on fiber-rich foods, probiotics, and fermented goodies. Your gut bacteria will throw a party. 2. Stay hydrated. Water is your digestive system's best friend. Keep that H2O flowing. 3. Practice mindful eating. Slow down, chew thoroughly, and really savor your meals. Your gut and taste buds will thank you. 4. Get moving. Regular physical activity is like a massage for your digestive system. Even a short walk can make a big difference. 5. Don't forget about stress management. Your gut and brain are besties, so keep them both happy with some relaxation techniques. 6. Be mindful of habits that might be harming your gut. Small changes in alcohol consumption or smoking can have big impacts. 7. And lastly, don't skip those checkups. Regular health screenings are your secret weapon for catching issues early. Now, I want to leave you with this thought. Your gut health is a journey, not a destination. It's about listening to your body, making informed choices, and being kind to yourself along the way. Remember that quote, "Take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live." Well, I'd add to that. Take care of your gut. It's the foundation of your health. So what's one small step you can take today for better gut health? Maybe it's adding a probiotic-rich food to your next meal, taking a post-dinner walk, or scheduling that overdue checkup. Whatever it is, know that you're investing in your overall well-being. Thank you for joining me on this gut health adventure. Here's to happy, healthy tummies and lives full of vitality. Until next time, this is Alex, reminding you to trust your gut in more ways than one. Oh, and don't forget to visit our website, nutritionally.com, for more tips and resources on your journey to optimal health. Take care, everyone. Thank you for joining us on the nutritionally.com podcast. I hope you found today's episode helpful and inspiring. Remember, taking proactive steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and visit nutritionally.com for more tips and resources. Stay healthy, stay proactive, and I'll see you next time.